It was in the heart of Paris, it was late 1907, when Pablo Picasso and Georges Braque chanced to meet. Pablo had been working on Les Demoiselles d'Avignon, and Georges was blown away by its angular technique. Like Braque, Picasso was a fan of the late work of Paul Cézanne, who used little blocks of color to create a sense of form. So the two men teamed up for a while to develop a new painting style, which was soon to take the world by storm. They looked at objects from the front, then looked from the side, then went around to see them from the back. When they mixed those views together, the world was changed forever in the cubist revolution of Picasso and Georges Braque. They painted things like clarinets, violins, guitars, a bottle of rum, a glass, a bowl of fruit, a vase. Familiar objects everyone would know and recognize, even when fragmented and rearranged before their eyes. Ever since Renaissance artists had come up with perspective, creating a real sense of space had been art's main objective. But Cubism had changed the rules and in turn invented a brand new way in which the world could be represented. They looked at objects from the front, then looked from the side, then went around to see them from the back. When they mixed those views together, the world was changed forever in the Cubist revolution of Picasso and Georges Braque. After making Cubist paintings for a couple of years, they had another brainwave, they were full of great ideas. They started using not just paint, but sand and sawdust too, and sticking bits of paper onto the canvas with glue. These collages, they were a hit, the idea really took off, and soon artists were making art from anything they liked the look of. They looked at objects from the front, then looked from the side, then went around to see them from the back. When they mixed those views together, the world was changed forever in the Cubist revolution of Picasso and Georges Braque. So look at something from the front, then look at it from the side, go around to see it from the back. Now mix those views together, and if you're very clever, you'll end up with something not unlike Picasso